Do you are you connected with the seafood industry? Do you oversee that? Or?
No, it's private business.
Tell me about your education, starting with the name of the first school you went to. Oh,
I went to Matagorda. What would you call grammar school, I guess.
How many years?
What was anywhere but 8th grade here then, I believe. In Old Gulf, 4 years.
That was about 7 miles away?
It's about 5 or 6 miles out there, yeah.
North of here?
No, it'd be east.
And you went there through the 12th grade?
Uh-huh.
You went there through the 12th grade?
Yeah. Yeah, they're in 12th grade. I don't know what they have now.
When did you say Old Gulf disappeared?
It must have been in, I think they abandoned that sometime in the 30s now. I could be wrong. The band then came back and produced a little more sulfur. And the last time they abandoned had been about, 5 or 6 years ago, which would be about 1970, 71. But there's nothing out there now. There's some of the plant left and maybe a house or two. All the streets and things are there. And that's all.
Tell me about different clubs or organizations you've been in.
Oh, I've I don't know what you call it. I belong to Masonic Lodge, and Matagorda Volunteer Fire Department, and I've been on the Bishop's Committee in my church. I don't know, I can't think of all of them.
What about travel? What, have you done much traveling?
Well, mostly in the West. My wife is from Idaho, and we've been up there 6 or 8 times.
Where in Idaho is she from?
Caldwell. It's about 21 miles west of Boise.
Did you grow up there?
No, she came here. She must have been 21 or 2 when she came down here. Mm-hmm.
Tell me about your parents, where they were born.
Well, they were both born on Matagorda Peninsula. And moving over here, my dad was a druggist. He had a drugstore up there years ago. My mother was just a housewife, but she was I guess you'd call her a leader in the church. They had an organization they called the Ladies Guild, and she was secretary for years and years.
Does anyone live on Matagorda Peninsula now?
Might be one man lives over there. However, now you won't believe this, but when I was a kid, it was all open bay right in front of town. And it's filled up from the Colorado River, silt from the Colorado River. It's 5 miles across to the peninsula, and we have a state highway over there now. It used to be a bay when I was a kid, and there's quite a few people living out there now. It's just development deal. A lot of summer homes and there's a few permanent residents over there.
This intercoastal waterway, did they dredge that out?
Uh-huh.
When did they do that?
Oh, I can't remember dates. It must have been in the first time in sometime in the 30s.